This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered here in Las Vegas on USA Radio Newsmax TV. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist in the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump land. I'm on the warpath. It's time to go to war. First of all, thank you, Lee Elsie, for wonderfully, ably filling in as guest host hour number one today, Tuesday. Megan Barth on vacation, often running around in a beautiful countryside. And Lee Elsie just always does a marvelous job. We love Lee. I think he's the best from his home station, WJJF FM. In New London, Connecticut, our East Coast flagship stations all over Connecticut. Lee's the morning guy, I'm the evening guy. And I want to read you, I want to start off the show today by reading a commentary. Before I get to the big news stories of the day, Epstein, and Cuomo, I got to do my best Godfather impression when we come to Cuomo, the Fredo impression. But before we get to that, I want to read you my commentary that will be out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal and newspapers all around this country, syndicated by creators. It's so important, you got to hear it. Democrats taking a page from the Stalin playbook is the title. Democrats taking a page from the Stalin playbook. Before I even get to the evil Democrat game plan, as coordinated by the bullies of the Democratic Party, I need to say a quick I told you so. I've reported in many of my recent columns on the violence and mass shootings in Democrat-controlled cities. Chicago is always Exhibit A. In the last 3 weekends in Chicago, 48 shot, 9 killed, 53 shot, 7 killed. Then this past weekend, 47 shot, 4 killed. Democrats are in charge. There is strict gun control. There are no Republicans in sight. So who are you going to blame? Ghostbusters? How come places with Democrats in charge and strict gun control suffer mass shootings every weekend? How come the liberal media never covers it? Good questions. Sorry, I don't want gun control. Guns aren't the problem. Keep the guns, get rid of the Democrats. Famous line from The Godfather, right? Take the gun, leave the cannolis. No, leave the gun, take the cannolis. That's what it was. Leave the gun, take the cannolis. I say keep the guns, get rid of the Democrats. Now to a disturbing pattern I've uncovered. This is where I go on the attack. This is where we have to go mano-mano with the Democrats and call them the scum and the communists and the incredible dictators that they are. Because I've pieced together the game plan of the Democratic Party, and it is evil. It is Stalin-esque. It is about fear, intimidation, bullying, and persecution. Let's go back to 2012 with Mitt Romney running for president. Because I had been Obama's biggest critic on Fox News, I had attracted Obama's attention. Obama's IRS attacked me in a way you only expected in a Nazi or Soviet communist police state. They tried to destroy and silence me. But that was just the tip of the iceberg. I went on national TV and radio day and night to report Obama's IRS crimes of targeting, intimidation, and persecution. I reminded Americans that the Nixon articles of impeachment included the exact same crimes. And suddenly, I started to get a blizzard of emails from strangers across America. And they all had the same story. They'd never been audited by the IRS in their lives. But once they made a large donation to the GOP or Mitt Romney, within weeks they received an IRS audit notice. Coincidence? Hundreds of people. This was clearly a conspiracy to freeze donations and eliminate free speech. Without money, the GOP starves. Democrats win elections. Democrats control America. It's a scary and evil strategy, but brilliant and effective. tested before by the Nazis and the Soviets and dictators all over the world. Fast forward to today. Democrats no longer control the IRS, Trump's president, so they've switched tactics, but with the exact same goal. Now they find GOP donor lists and simply release their names and contact info on Twitter, where mentally illiberal lone wolves or radical extremist Antifa groups can go to the homes or businesses of GOP donors to scream obscenities, threaten lives, damage property, or organize boycotts that put you out of business. This is not done in secret by anonymous liberal activists, but in public, by famous Democrat politicians, by congressmen like Joaquin Castro, whose brother is running for president. They do this in broad daylight. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib even tweeted out her support for this evil and dangerous tactic. Saul Alinsky said, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. The left screams Nazi because they see Nazis in the mirror. They want to instill fear into the American people. They want to intimidate potential GOP donors. They want to make it dangerous and frightening to write a check to President Trump. They want to ban, bully, censor, and silence conservatives. Same game as 2012, just different tactics. To win elections by cheating, bullying, intimidating, by making it dangerous to publicly support President Trump or the GOP, Democrats are taking a page from the Stalin playbook. My commentary coming out Thursday in the Las Vegas Review Journal and in newspapers all around the country created, syndicated nationally by Creators Syndicate. And by the way, as I opened that piece about Chicago and all the shootings and all the terrible things that happen in 100% Democratic cities, how about San Francisco? The announcement today, fentanyl-related deaths spiked 150% last year in San Francisco. Fentanyl overdose deaths up 150%. Those Democrats really know how to run a city, right? And then they talk about who is encouraging violence. A suspect was arrested today after shots fired into a high-rise ICE office with people present, whether it's ICE agents, whether it's executives, whether it's officials from D.C. Police in San Antonio arrested a man early Tuesday in conjunction with gunshots fired through the windows of an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office in the city. The man fired shots from across the highway to the windows of the building. The building does not have bulletproof windows, and at least one shot penetrated a window. Wow, there were people in the building at the time. What kind of person fires a gun into a high-rise? Will that be the biggest story in America? Will that be all over the evening news? Because it should be. Democrats are the ones encouraging that. Killing ICE officers. And then Epstein, really, Jeffrey Epstein's suicide slash murder slash worst thing ever happened in a prison in America has been knocked off the front pages by a man now known only as Freda. One word. Mr. Cuomo will forever be known, Chris Cuomo on CNN will forever be known as Fredo, as in Fredo Corleone on The Godfather. Chris, do you have that audio? Oh, there's 14 bleeps, so you're still not there yet. Oh, man. All right, I stalled and stalled. Let me get to the other news, and then I'll come back to Fredo when we get back for the break. But Chris Cuomo threatens violence after a man calls him Fredo, and the insider joke is Chris Cuomo's Italian, The Godfather was Italian, it was about mafia figures, and Fredo was the dumb youngest son, and of course Chris Cuomo is the dumb youngest son of the Cuomo family. And he went a long way to making people understand that Italians are not mafia, right? If you heard him, he sounded like the mafia. What a mafia thug. And, you know, Wayne Root, I always talk about being Jewish, but really I'm more Italian than I'm Jewish. I was the only Jew born into an all-Italian neighborhood. Actually, we're like two Irish people and everybody else. It was one Jew, two Irishmen, and like 300 Italians. And a lot of them were organized crime, and a lot of them were detectives with the police force. That was who I spent my younger years growing up around. So I was around nothing but Italians, and I basically became Italian. And later on in life, the Italian-American Club of Las Vegas initiated me and had a big event, and 500 people showed up, and they knighted me as Italian. I'm officially now Italian, okay? So I'm pretty Italian myself. But if you're going to try and say that, you know, the mafia is a slur, and Italians are not the mafia, and it's like the N-word, then I don't think what you should do is speak to somebody like you're a mafia thug. But see, that's the entire Cuomo family. They are mafia thugs. Don't you understand that? It's got nothing to do with an Italian slur. I love Italians. I am Italian. Ask my Italian buddies. I am in the club. I'm Italian. There's nothing wrong with saying that he sounded like a mafia thug. So it's funny they called him Fredo, and his response was to go into a tirade about you know, basically stereotyping Italians, and it's like using the N-word. But Chris Cuomo sounded like the biggest mafia thug I've ever heard in my life. But that's what I've always heard about his father, Mario Cuomo, and his brother is the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. They are like the biggest mafia thugs that ever lived. Got nothing to do with Italian. Has to do with organized crime. You could be Asian organized crime. You could be Italian organized crime. You could be Irish organized crime. You could be Jewish organized crime. Meyer Lansky, Bugsy Siegel. If you're organized crime and someone talks to you in a way you don't like, your answer is, oh yeah, mother effer, I'll throw you down the stairs. I'll take your life. I'll kill you, you mother effer. That's what this guy sounded like. So it's pretty funny. He put the spotlight on himself. He looks like a mafia thug. And for the rest of his life, everywhere he goes, everyone's going to scream Fredo. You just did that yourself. And Trump had the best response of all time. I don't know. I'm mad I didn't think of it. Every time Trump responds, it's like 5 minutes after I put it on Twitter. So I think he reads my Twitter feed. This one, I'm responding to his. He did it first. He's thankful that Chris Cuomo, that animal, was not armed during the tirade. And he warns that if there were red flag laws, would they take the guns away from Chris Cuomo? If they catch you on video saying, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to throw you down the stairs, you mother effer. Does that make you a red flag? Are you mentally ill? Can they take your guns away? You're damn right they can. I'll bet you Chris Cuomo's all for red flag laws. But your guns are gone, Chris, because you sounded like, in the words of Donald Trump, an animal. All right. It's going to be, his audio will be when we get back. But I want to also get to, of course, the Jeffrey Epstein story. And man, there are more details in the Jeffrey Epstein story. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just a great to speak, and how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716. 5716.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory dietary problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. From the world-famous War Room. No script, no teleprompter, no notes, no staff, no assistants. You're a conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KPET, in the great Las Vegas, owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio, and the great Fred Weinberg. It's the Ed and Fred Show, dedicated to Ed and Fred. Thanks, guys. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources, the main title sponsor of the show. They've got the naming rights. They have over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. It's a stock. You can buy it. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Check them out. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. Website RootForAmerica.com. Email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you can find me at Twitter, at Real Wayne Roots. So let's listen real quickly to a little piece of the Chris Cuomo audio tape.
I thought that's who you were.
No, punk ass bitches from the right call me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN.
You must.
Fredo is from the Godfather. He was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
and
brother?
And they use it as an Italian aspersion. You Italian?
I'm a little,
you
I got a little
insult to your people. It's an insult to your people. It's like the N-word for us. Is that a cool thing?
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play the play, if that's something you want to say about what I do on television, then say it. But I'm going to call me a
what? What?
Yeah, you're going to have a big problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV. Don't insult me like that.
I didn't insult you.
Call me Fredo. It's like I call you Pump Bitch. You like that? You want that to be your nickname?
I didn't call you that.
You call me Fredo. You know my name now. Fredo.
All right, we get the idea. We get the idea.
Fredo, don't be a liar. I want to be a man. Stand up like a man.
I'm standing up, man.
I want to be a man out here.
Stand
on it. Stand on what you said.
Hey.
Stand on what you said.
Listen, man, I have a problem with you.
You're going to a problem.
What? What are you going to do about it?
I'll ruin you. I'll throw you down these stairs like a pump.
What do you do? You don't want to.
Dude,
well, why don't you do it?
Take a swing. You call me Fredo. Take a swing.
I'm not gonna
watch your hands.
I'm not gonna
take
your hands.
Watch your hands.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like, dumb. I'm smart. And I want respect. He is Fredo. I mean, look, I grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood, and so many were mafia, and so many wanted to be mafia, and mafia wannabes. He sounds just like him. It's unbelievable, and I've heard for years. That's what Mario Cuomo was like. That's what Andrew Cuomo was like. If you ever cross Andrew Cuomo, it's not like, you know, when you cross Mitt Romney, you cross a Mormon, what happens? Excuse me, but you're fired. When you cross Andrew Cuomo, it's like, I will kill you. Your end is near. You'll never work in this world again. You've been excommunicado! That's what the Cuomos are like. It's amazing. So now you know. Wayne's not making it up. Of course that's what the Cuomos are like. Listen to this guy. And let me give you another guess. If everything is the N-word, that's like the N-word. You know what you're doing to the Italians? That's the N-word. First of all, he sounds like a mobster from the streets of New York. Second of all, if in fact you constantly bring up the N-word, this is like the second or third time he's brought up something as an Italian slur like the N-word. Everything's the N-word. If everything's the N-word, you know why I think he brings it up? Because he says the N-word all the time. I guarantee you, I grew up on the streets of New York. I know what the Cuomos talk like. You show me a guy who talks like that, and I come from the streets, and I'm just like him, and I'm telling you, he uses the N-word all the time. Because I've never seen a guy bring up the N-word so much as Chris Cuomo. We got a caller, but we've run out of time. I'll see if I could get a real quick at the top of the next segment, right before we bring on our usual Tuesday afternoon man, James Hurston. So we'll try our best to bring Gianna on because she's a New York caller. She's an Italian gal from New York. I've met her several times here in Las Vegas. She's great. She listens to the show every day from New York. And so we'll try our best to get Gianna on when we get back real quick, top of the segment. Okay, Gianna, hang in there. Wayne Allyn, raw, unfiltered. Cuomo uses the N-word as sure as I'm standing here. What about a lie detector test? Ask him how many times he used the N-word. He's like a street mobster. Oh, I guarantee you he used the N-word. I guarantee you. The whole Cuomo family. Can you imagine sitting around the dinner table and them all using the N-word? Guarantee you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addressing workers at an energy plant in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he spoke about China dumping cheap steel in the United States.
We need steel for defense. We need steel. What are we going to do? We have a little bit of a problem. We have a little bit of a conflict. We'll say, listen, China, could you do us a favor? We need help. All our steel mills are closed. Could you send us some steel, please? We don't make steel anymore. Well, we make it now.
The warden of the jail where convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein died of an apparent suicide is being reassigned. The Justice Department announced Attorney General Bill Barr made the decision to move the warden to the Bureau's Northeast Regional Office, pending the outcome of two investigations into Epstein's death. Two staffers at the jail were also placed on administrative leave until the investigation concludes as well. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, from now on, if I'm going to imitate Chris Cuomo, it's going to be raw and unfiltered. You know, it's going to be one of those things. We got Gianna in New York real quick before we get to our usual Tuesday afternoon guest, James Hurston. Gianna, you got something to add about Fredo?
Did you see the Fredo t-shirt?
I'm sorry, the Fredo what?
Donald Trump took 3 stills from the video and put it on a t-shirt.
Trump Jr. or Trump the President did this? Who did
Trump
this?
The President. It's a fundraising t-shirt now. I'll send you the link.
Only Donald Trump. He is one of a kind. That is for sure.
It's the greatest, greatest Twitter storm ever.
People are going to get so mad on the left. They keep talking about the dignity of the presidency. Trump just loves to have fun, right? Man. The guy's fun. All right. So, hey, by the way, wait. One quick thing. So what does the shirt say exactly, Gianna?
It says... I'm sorry, let me pull it. Oh, it says it's right here. It says Fredo Unhinged, and then there's 3 images from the video, and then it says text the Donald Trump text number like 888-00 to get on his text list.
All right, I would have put Fredo, take his guns away. That's what I would have said. Fredo the animal, take his guns away. All right, great stuff. Thank you, Gianna. We're back with our usual Tuesday afternoon guest, and I'm sure that one of the things we'll be talking about is, in fact, Chris Cuomo, because that is the biggest news story in America, it seems like, other than Jeffrey Epstein. Hey, James Hurston, how are you?
Wait a minute. Did you say afternoon guest? Afternoon has 2 N's in it. I'm going to... push you down the stairs.
Let me tell you something. I've always heard, you know, and I grew up in a rough New York neighborhood that was all Italian, and I always heard the Cuomos were like mafia royalty. They think they're mafia, and they think they're royalty, and they think no one ever has a right to disagree with them. And if you do, they're coming to get you. They're coming to kill you. I'll take your mother, and I'll right. stuff her in a grinder. They're crazy people, right? So for people who act like, for someone who gets mad, they call them mafia. He sure gave the best mafia impression I've ever seen, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you came to me, Wayne. I will do you a favor. No, this is, and it's amazing. You know, there's a unhinged t-shirt I think your caller was talking about. It says text Fredo, and it has a number to text to. And it, I think it's raising money for
Trump.
Trump camp. For Trump.
Exactly.
So it's a, I mean, the whole thing has exploded in a way. But it exposes the left, because the Democrats rallied around Fredo when remember toxic masculinity?
Yeah.
Remember how they said, you know, this kind of unhinged male warrior behavior was inappropriate? And yet, when Fredo does it, you know, then it's okay. And meanwhile, conservatives have been beat on. Conservatives have had white powder sent to their homes, and conservatives never, I can't think of a conservative who conducted himself the way that Fredo Cuomo did, which, by the way, he doesn't like that name. Boy, is he ever stuck with that name.
Oh, for life. Everywhere he goes now, for the rest of his life, people are going to scream Fredo. Hey, listen, here's, in the interest of honesty, because I call Wayne Allyn raw and unfiltered, right? In the interest of honesty, I sound just like him if someone threatens my life, because I grew up in New York, and that's how I respond. If someone threatens my life, someone had the nerve to call me on my personal cell phone and threaten my children's life a year ago. And let me tell you, I responded, I sounded just like Chris Cuomo. But that's because someone's threatening your life. That was the most over-exaggerative response I've ever heard in my life. Nobody threatened his life. You have no right to respond like that because someone says something you don't like, let alone one word you don't like. He was basically threatening to hurt somebody or kill someone, throwing him down the stairs, for calling him a name he doesn't like. It was a massive overreaction, and CNN's reaction was absurd. They defended him and said it's fine. If this was a conservative, they'd be saying, take his guns away, he's unhinged, and he's got to be taken off the air, right?
Exactly. At least, at the very least, he would be suspended. But CNN circles the wagons with these people every time. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if there's enough uproar in a couple of days,
Fredo will go on vacation, kind of like a Fox News host does. That's what they do when there's controversy. They go on vacation.
Yeah. It's but not a, it's not a vacation.
Right, though, but did you notice his video that's been played over and over again?
James, it won't be a vacation. If they're going to send him away, he's going to be in a boat out in Lake Tahoe, and you're going to hear a shot, and you'll just never see Chris Cuomo again. Just like Fredo, get it? It's Fredo. That's how you kill Fredo, get it? you never, even in The Godfather, as violent as was, I don't believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris. Chris watches a lot of Godfather. I don't believe anyone ever showed Fredo being killed. They just showed him going out in the boat, and then you heard a shot. You never saw it. They do? Really?
I
don't remember that. I remember a bullet. I thought it's a bullet, and you just know it happened. All right,
I
anyway.
Like your script. That's it. It suggests it. It's more powerful. But the reason he's upset, and you know, people like Rush Limbaugh have labeled him Fredo because he's the second son, because he's in the shadow of Andrew.
Right.
And it does rub him the wrong way. But if you noticed in that video, his anger kept accelerating. And it reminds me, I mean, I don't know if he was on something. I don't know if he's always that article.
No, I think that's the Cuomos right there. That is the Cuomo family. That's the way they've always been. They think their crap doesn't smell. They think they're better than the rest of us. I'm telling you, I've seen it. Remember, I grew up in New York politics, and I've seen it, and I've tasted it, and I've heard it. And I'm telling you, if you cross the Cuomos, I have heard from so many different sources, they treat you like the Gambino crime family. And you saw it live right there.
Yeah, you definitely did. And the other thing is, of course, he likes to work out. And it seemed that a lot of people on the social media described it as roid rage.
Yeah, it was roid rage.
Yeah, it does. It makes you wonder. But in any case, you know, it's truly poetic justice because he is being belittled on social media in a way that no conservative could really get him and brand him the way he has branded himself.
Well,
and
I can say this.
And the president said there's a red flag. That
exactly.
On
hilarious. He called him an animal. He called him an animal, which is hilarious. But I also want to mention, it's great stuff for me, because not only is it great for the radio and for us to talk about James Hurston, but also, listen, if they ever have an undercover video or an undercover microphone trying to get a response out of Wayne Allyn Root, I'm clear to say whatever I want the rest of my life, and you can't get me off the air. Because once you've heard Cuomo, and you have no problem with that, look at, like, even CNN says no problem. Anthony Scaramucci says he's proud of Chris Cuomo. If that's the case, then Wayne Root is free to say whatever I want off mic. If secret recording of Wayne Root, and I call you a name, I'm clear, baby. So he did a favor for all of us.
Well, that's good, and you should be clear. But Scaramucci will not defend you. Scaramucci, by the way, he is in negotiations, I believe, for some TV
book deal, TV deal. Yeah,
deal.
Of course.
And
yeah.
He's probably working on a deal with either CNN or MSNBC. So
right.
Of course, he rallied. Probably CNN. And that's why he's been, I mean, he has completely had
vicious to Trump
personality makeover.
And it's so ridiculous, because here's a guy worth hundreds of millions of dollars, because he's a hedge fund big shot. He manages billions of dollars. It's not a one-minute thing. He's been doing it for 20 years. He's got to be worth like $200-400 million. So what's the big deal about a TV show at CNN that you would stab one of your great friends who named you to a position he never should have named you to, and you stab him so badly in the back? That does not speak highly of Anthony Scaramucci, I can tell you that.
Well, I don't know how he is a disciplined traitor, because he's certainly not a disciplined communicator. I mean, in those 11 days, it was incredible how often his foot was in his mouth. So I don't understand how he was successful in the highly competitive world of investment banking, but it's not going to help him. Maybe he doesn't care about the business world anymore.
Maybe he just wants to be famous.
Yeah, he got a taste for media, and he loves it.
Yeah. But you know what's funny? I'll tell you the funny thing. Again, let me stress this. So right-wing watch never twists anything out of context for me. I am Italian, okay? I'm proud of the fact. I may have been born Jewish, but I was born in an all-Italian neighborhood, and they made me Italian. I'm as Italian New York as they come. So I have nothing against Italians. I love Italians. They're my favorite people in the world. But when you listen to the rant of Anthony Scaramucci when he didn't know he was being recorded, and you listen to the rant of Chris Cuomo when he didn't know he was being recorded, they do sound like the same mobster, don't they? It's exactly what Scaramucci sounds like, a mobster when he's off camera, you know, about what he's going to do to this guy, what he's going to do to that guy, how bad this guy is, and what a loser that guy is, calling them all names with a, you know, New York street accent. I mean, I've been around this my whole life. I've got a lot of it myself, but I'm just telling you, it's kind of funny. If you don't want to be called a mobster and you think it's a terrible thing to be called Fredo, then don't act like it.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the city of Chicago, and it was impossible to work and move around in certain aspects of the city without running across what people in Chicago call the outfit. And that's just the way it was. And, yeah, I met a lot of characters from Central Casting.
All right, so when we get back, let's talk about, we're running out of time here, let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein, because we got to segue to Epstein, because that's the biggest news story in America other than Fredo. Listen, I have heard from great sources now that the bed sheets are made out of paper. It's impossible to hang yourself in that cell on a bed sheet when it's made out of paper. So let's talk about this when we get back with James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor. Expertise is the entertainment industry. Website, JamesHurston.com. James Hurston, HIRSEN.com. James, we'll be right back with you, baby. Don't go anywhere. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche.
Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. This is Don Root. Good friend of Fredo. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And if you don't go to Liberty HealthShare, I will throw you down a blankety blank stairwell. Liberty HealthShare is great. Listen, last year when I had kidney stones, they took good care of me. And the bill was all on them, and all I did was pay a small deductible. Let me tell you something. They did a great job. I was so worried, so scared, not about the surgery. I was scared about whether I was going to get stuck with the bill because you don't know what they're going to how they're going to react, the hospital, to Liberty HealthShare. And Liberty HealthShare said, don't worry about it. Let us negotiate it. We'll take care of everything. And then the hospital called me and said, all set. Come on in. Have your surgery tomorrow. And I did, and they took care of everything. So call Liberty HealthShare. Great people. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-585-4237. Or go to LightYourLiberty.com. I've saved $54,000 in premiums in 3 years versus Aetna health insurance. Is that great or what? So it's it starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. It is fabulous. 855-58-LIBERTY. If that isn't a great testimonial, if you don't go there, I got a bridge to sell you in Vegas over the ocean. You got to be crazy. You got to be stupid. Are you stupid? What's the matter with you? Are you stupid? I'll throw you down a flight of stairs. Come on. All right. I told you I grew up in New York. I can absolutely mimic these guys. You have no idea, James, the neighborhood I grew up in. Everybody was either mafia or the cops. One or the other. I had a detective across the street from me, a detective next to me, the mafia in three houses across from me. It was hilarious. And everybody an O, an A, or an I at the end of their name. Everybody had the same name. Vinny! Hey, Vinny! Look, it's his brother, Vinny! And his cousin, Vinny! And his brother, Vinny! And there's also Sal. All right, so James...
But the food was excellent.
Oh, the food was great, and we had so much fun. As soon as, you know, the first 10 times, they beat the crap out of me, and then after, because I was the Jewish guy. And then after that, they made me their brother, and I was their best friend, and they defended me against everybody else, and I felt like part of the family for the rest of my life, so it was cool. Alright, so we're with James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor. His website's jamesherson.com, and let's get back to, before you get to Epstein, very quickly, Scaramucci, one of my listeners and fans sent a note in the break saying the one thing you guys haven't talked about is one of the reasons Scaramucci may be jealous and angry towards the Trump family and suddenly he's turned on them is because he was the one that was trying to date Kimberly Guilfoyle and hit on her, and the New York Post page 6 said he was dating her for like 1 week, they mentioned it. And then they were never together again, and now she belongs to Don Trump Jr., and it's pretty clear they're engaged to be married, and she's going to marry Don Trump Jr. So maybe he's just jealous. Could be, right? That was the girl he wanted.
You know, anything is possible. I mean, and I guess he lasted as long with her as he did with the Trump administration.
So exactly. A week.
Long with, but, and she, of course, being, you know, she gets around. She was Gavin Newsom's wife. And now
the governor of California, the mayor of San Francisco, governor of San Francisco. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but God bless her. You know, if she makes Donald Jr. happy, I hope they're happy. But I think it's more likely that Scaramucci's negotiating a deal with Ben, or
there you go.
You know, maybe as a contributor. I don't think they'd give him his own show.
All right,
not when they have Fredo.
All right, so listen, you know these things go fast. We got about 3 minutes here, so tell me whatever you want to tell me about Jeffrey Epstein, because I've talked about it ad nauseum, obviously, for 2 days now. What do you see with this whole Jeffrey Epstein scandal?
Well, we've seen a lot of news stories where it's framed so that if you doubt the official story, you're a kook. You wear the tinfoil hat.
Except everyone doubts it, don't they? Everybody from the right and the left doubts it. Everybody's outraged.
And
AOC.
This is a very unique situation because, you know, basically you got a guy, he had the goods on very powerful people. He had been injured, supposedly by himself, but in a cell. He was on suicide watch. Then it was suspended. Every possible thing that could open the door to foul play happened. And that's why I'm really happy. William Barr has been very aggressive, both on the investigative side and his rhetoric. He says he's going to get to the bottom of this. He said co-conspirators should not rest easy. And there are co-conspirators. There are actually 4 people that were allegedly procuring these minor girls for sex trafficking. Those people, they've got a lot of evidence already. This case isn't over. And I don't think the people who, you know, the famous people that are implicated should rest easy either. Because I think the truth is going to come out. And we need it to come out. You're absolutely right. AOC wants it out. I want it out.
Wingrew wants it out.
The left and the right want it out. We want sunlight.
And did you hear, by the way, James Herson, the warden of the jail where Epstein died is going to be reassigned. 2 staff members from his unit placed on administrative leave. And I didn't know this one. The federal judge who oversaw the release of Jeffrey Epstein's sealed records was found dead. Judge Robert Sweet. Federal Judge Robert Sweet. Found dead in March. Not yesterday. It's not like it happened after the Epstein thing. But back in March, he'd released the records, and then he was found dead. Just a lot of strange stuff around the Epstein story. That's all I can tell you. Maybe the guy died of old age. Maybe he had cancer for 10 years. We didn't know it. But it's just strange. Everybody around the Clintons just drops dead or commits suicide. It's strange. James Herson, great to have you on, as always. My Hollywood man, jamesherson.com. See you next Tuesday.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ooh.